Hello, I'm Gary Robey, and this is A Call to Worship as we look at the holiness of God.
Come into the Holy of Holies, enter by the blood of the Lamb. Come into His presence with singing, worship at the throne of by the blood of the Lamb. Come into His presence with singing, worship at the throne of God. Lifting holy hands to the King of Kings, worship Jesus.
Father in heaven, we consider it an incredible privilege and honor by your grace to come into your presence today. Father, as we think on your holiness, help us to see the reality of your grace that in light of your purity and righteousness, that we can even communicate with you today. Thank you, Father, for this time that we set aside to worship you.
Lift their voice to make his glory known. It's the sound of worship coming from the throne. There are cries of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make His glory known. We're singing,
holy, holy,
indeed, holy are you, Lord. As the psalmist David focused on you and your holiness, he could only say, with these words found in Psalm 34, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Or Moses in the book of Exodus, chapter 15. "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness? He is without iniquity. There is no unrighteousness in him. He is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works." And in 1 Samuel chapter 2, "There is none holy as the Lord." Psalm 30, verse 4 says, "Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness."
Holy, holy,
Thank you again for listening today to Call to Worship. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us online at www.calltoworship.us. You can make that contribution online, listen to programs online, and find details regarding the music you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Or you can reach us by mail at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Thanks again for joining us for this very special time. Call to Worship.
King of kings, Lord of lords, we worship you. King of kings.
This is a call to worship as we think on the holiness of God.
I dreamed of a city called glory, so bright and so fair. As I went through the gates, I cried, "Holy!" The angels all met me there. And then they carried me from mansion to mansion. Oh, the sights I saw. Then I said, I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all. And then I bowed on my knees and cried, "Oh, to the Son of God. Glory to the Son of God. I entered the gates of that city. Talked with Mark and Timothy. Then I said, "Timothy, I want to see Jesus, 'cause he's the Glory to the Son of God. Will I sing glory to the Son of God?
In Psalm 34, verse 3, O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Holy is the Lord. God is holy. Here are just some of the ways that His holiness is described in His Word, and what it means to us. Who is like unto Thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like Thee, glorious in holiness? He is without iniquity. There is no unrighteousness in Him. He is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. 1 Samuel, there is none holy as the Lord. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. See, there's a stark contrast and reality described in the Bible. God is holy, and we're not. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it's impossible for us to be holy as He is holy, unless we first believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting His payment for our sin. His Holy Spirit will give us the strength and the ability to be like Him. God has made a way. In Mark 10, verse 27, Jesus, describing salvation, said, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. And in Philippians 4, the Apostle Paul testified that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is holy, and we can be like Him. 1 John 3, we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. What a glorious day that will be. And in Colossians 1, verses 21 and 22, this includes you who were once far away from God. You were His enemies, separated from Him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now He has reconciled you to Himself through the death of Christ in His physical body. As a result, He has brought you into His own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before Him without a single fault. Just as the law reveals our sin and sinful nature, God's holiness reveals His purity. He's like the pure whiteboard, and our sin like huge black dots. As we look at His holiness, we see how we are bound by our sin, and we desire to be set free. Who may climb the mountain of our Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and never tell lies, can stand in His holy place. They will receive the Lord's blessing and have a right relationship with God their Savior. Such people may seek You and worship in Your presence, O God of Jacob. Dear God, please give us the ability to stand in Your presence, holy.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
I'm Gary Robey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. And thank you for your letters, and when you're able, your financial help to this radio ministry. You can write us at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you're welcome to visit us online at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a contribution on the website. You can also listen to the program, and you'll find other valuable information there. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And as we find in the words of John in Revelation, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come, even so, Lord, come quickly." And now, all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to Him in the Church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forevermore. Amen.
Stop you, no one to block the way. The curtain has been opened, the stone is rolled away, the invitation's open.